Dennis Ojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, April 19th, 2016. Some Zimbabweans are planning to stage protests over the beating up of Tatsin Dzamara, the brother of political activist Itai Dzamara, who was abducted by unknown assailants a year ago. Tatsin Dzamara, who staged a one-man protest yesterday at the National Sports Stadium, where President Robert Mugabe was addressing thousands of people to mark the country's 36th independence anniversary, was beaten up by suspected state security agents. Staff Director for the United States House Subcommittee on Africa, Global Health and Human Rights, Gregory B. Simpkins, says targeted sanctions imposed by the West are not to blame for Zimbabwe's economic disaster. Some Zimbabweans say they have not yet enjoyed the fruits of independence following black majority rule in 1980. We will take a closer look at President Mugabe's remarks that some companies are performing well in Zimbabwe's devastated economy. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk on The Connection, our host will be talking with listeners and experts about Zimbabwe youth and black majority rule. Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Stay tuned.